Excuse me, Professor? Do you have a minute? I know it's late and your office hours ended a while ago, but I wanted a chance to talk to you. Is that okay? Oh, thank you. I hoped I'd get a chance to talk to you today. I thought I was too late, but then I saw that the lights for your office are still on. You really are always here so late. All the other staff have already left, but you're still working. You're always working so hard for us. Most of the other professors in this department don't really care about us students. You're the only one who lets us come and talk to you like that. I guess it's part of why you're so popular, though. You didn't know that? Of course you're popular. Your classes are always the first to fill up, even the ones that aren't required for a major. And people are practically lining up to get into your office hours. That's why I had to come so late to get a chance to talk to you alone. Oh, yeah. I didn't just come here to talk to you about how popular you are. I actually had something pretty personal to talk to you about. Is that okay? It is? Thanks. Then, would you mind if I close the door? I know that no one is here, but just in case someone comes by. It's a bit embarrassing to talk about. It's nothing bad, it's just what I came to tell you isn't something I'm particularly comfortable having a lot of people over here. Oh, you're not comfortable with that? I guess being behind closed door with a female student could raise a few eyebrows. I understand. You're so conscientious, Professor. I guess that is why it's comfortable to talk to you. Anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about isn't anything related to your classes or school. I wanted to talk to you about something else I've been doing. Something that's kind of a hobby of mine. I haven't actually told anyone about this, but I thought that you'd understand. You see, for the last several months, I've been making something called erotic audio. Yeah, I record myself talking about erotic things, playing characters in sexual situations. Sometimes I just record myself masturbating, letting thousands of people hear me bring myself to orgasm. Sometimes it depends on the script or what I'm actually talking about, but anyways, I do it because I know it makes other people feel good. I know that lots of people like to listen to me. I've had dozens of comments tell me how my voice made them feel, that my words alone were enough to make them come. Yeah, I know that this is inappropriate for a student to talk about that in front of their professor, but I needed to tell you. You see, there's a script writer for erotic audio that I've been following for a while. I love their work, and they've inspired some of the best performances I've ever done. I always loved seeing their feedback on my performances. And for my most recent audio, I noticed something. The way they phrase things, the words they use, it all sounded familiar. the feedback this writer gives. Oh, I sound so crazy. It sounds exactly like the feedback you give me on my writing for your class. Well, okay. Not exactly like your feedback on my classwork. You never told me that my essays made you come, but there are enough similarities that I started watching for signs, and I began to notice more and more. I saw that when the script writer mentioned he had been up all night working on a script, you looked, let's just say, tired the next day. I found some of the writing samples that you gave us for class, and I noticed that even though the situations are obviously different, the voice is the same. The way you evoke emotion with so few words, the rhythm of your writing is so similar to the assignments that you give us. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But I'm becoming more and more certain every day, so please tell me if I'm right. Well, you're not saying anything right now, Professor. If it wasn't you, you'd be denying it right away. The fact that you won't deny it tells me I'm right. And it tells me that you know who I am too. You know now that the performer you like so much is standing right in front of you. You're realizing that all this time, the voice you've been listening to, the voice that's given you, hopefully, so much pleasure, is the voice of your student. I knew it. I knew it was you. What? No, of course I won't tell anyone. I would never do anything that could get you in trouble. You're one of my favorite professors. Seeing you fired is the last thing I'd want. I wanted to know because I wanted to thank you in person. I really meant it when I said I love your work. I mean, I guess I've told you that over and over again online, right? But being able to tell you in person is special. Personally, I wanted to tell you just how much I love it, and I wanted to tell you what it does to me. All those delicious, wonderful things you described my voice doing to you. Your words do the same to me. So, is it all right if I close the door now, Professor? Okay. There. I know that no one was there to overhear us, but it was a bit embarrassing to talk like that with the door open. This is much more comfortable, isn't it? I know this must be a lot to take in. You probably never thought you'd meet any of the performers you wrote for, much less find out that one of them is your student. I wonder though, did you really never suspect anything? You always comment on how much you love my voice. Did you never make the connection that I have the same voice as your favorite performer? Well, I guess it is different listening to someone talk about schoolwork than talking about erotic audio. But you do still like to hear me talk, right? I'm glad. I thought that since you like listening to me so much, I could give you a special performance to show how much I appreciate you. Both as a professor and a writer. Yes, I know anything sexual would be inappropriate, to say the least, for a professor and student to do. But it's fine if I'm just talking, right? If all you do is listening to me, then there's really no difference from what you've already done. You've listened to so many of my audios before. Is it that really different from hearing me talk to you in person? Of course, it isn't any different. So, there's no wrong with this at all. As long as we don't touch each other, there's nothing wrong with this. Here, I think we can make this more comfortable for you. Try closing your eyes. That's how you listen to my audios, right? So try it now. Just close your eyes and listen. There. Now it's just my voice. You don't have to look at me and see your student. Just think of me as the voice you love. Does this make you more comfortable? Just to listen to me and not worry about who it is speaking to you? Good. This is for you, and I want you to enjoy it. Do you like it if I get closer like this? If I move up behind you and whisper right in your ear? You just shivered, Professor. Do you like it when you feel my breath against your ear? I always love to read your comments describing all the dirty things my voice does to you. But seeing it for myself is better than I could have imagined. Just keep listening to my voice. Just keep letting my whispers relax you. I know we agreed touching would be inappropriate, but what if it was just a little massage? What if I just rub your shoulders a little, like this? This isn't wrong, isn't it? This is just to relax you, and it is relaxing, isn't it? Good. You're so tense. You always overwork yourself. You work so hard for us, but you need to take care of yourself too. Or better yet, let me take care of you. Let me relax you with gentle touches and sweet whispers. Let all that stress drain out. Just lie back and let me gently squeeze all your worries away. Take deep, deep breaths and let them out. Breathe in and out. I want you completely relaxed for me, Professor. I want you to feel as good as possible. Is there anything else you want me to do? Okay, I'll keep going if that's what you want. I'll help you relax and feel good. There is one thing I'd like for you to do for me. Something that I know will make you feel even better. I know you don't just close your eyes and lean back when listening to my audios. You're engaged with them a much different way. So, if I may politely ask, can you take out your cock for me? Don't say anything. Don't open your eyes. Just stay relaxed. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. You don't have to say anything. It wouldn't be wrong, though. It's not as if we'd been touching each other. You just already stroked yourself to me dozens of times before, right? You've stroked your long, heart-throbbing cock to my voice over and over again. This is no different, right? There isn't anything wrong with this at all, so go on. It'll feel so good to stroke yourself to my voice. No need to hold back, just let me see you. I want to see how good I make you feel. Because I can already see the front of your pants swelling up. It seems so uncomfortable. Wouldn't it be better just to take it out? Imagine how good it'll feel. Imagine how good it'll feel listening to my voice in your ear as you stroke your cock. Just how good my voice always makes you feel. So, please, can I see you? Oh, it's so beautiful. This is better, isn't it? And it can feel even better than this. Go ahead and start stroking. Slowly, gently. Make yourself feel good for me. Just stay relaxed and feeling good. I'll just keep massaging your shoulders while you stroke yourself. I'll make slow little circles on your back while you slowly pump your cock up and down. Does it feel good, Professor? You always write about how much my voice turns you on. Is it turning you on now? Is your cock so hard and throbbing because of me? Hearing you say that makes me feel good too. Seeing you like this, watching you give yourself pleasure, it's making me feel really hot too. I always loved seeing my listeners tell me how good I made them feel, but I never thought actually watching it would be so, so hot. You look so, so attractive like this.
Well, who am I kidding? You're always attractive.
Girls don't pack the front of your class just because we like your teaching, you know?
I could name a dozen girls who would kill you to see you like this.
But I'm the only one who gets to. I'm the only one who gets to see the hottest professor on campus stroking himself for me. Keep going. Keep stroking yourself. It's okay to go faster if you want. Whatever feels good for you. I want to see the way you like to pleasure yourself. I want to see you feel good. Did you moan for me? Oh, fuck. That was so hot. Please moan for me more. Let me hear how good I make you feel. There's no need to hold it in. No one will hear us. You can let out as much as you want. Oh, fuck. Yes. That's so good.
I'm supposed to be the one turning you on, but hearing you moan like that is really getting to me.
And watching you stroke your beautiful cock, it's almost too much for me to take. Please don't hold back. Stroke it faster. I want to see what you look like even more in pleasure. I want to hear what your voice sounds like as you come. I want to see you shoot your load all over the floor of your office. I'm going to count you down, okay?
You always write such lovely comments on my countdown audios, so I know you love that. It seems perfect for me.
Keep at that pace while I count. Let it build up. 10. Don't you feel your cock swelling up to the sound of my voice? 9. The blood rushing to your beautiful, throbbing cock. 8. Faster now. Just push yourself right to the edge. 7. Oh, I love seeing you stroke yourself. 6. Don't you love the way that I can see you come so close, so close? You're almost there. 5. I can see your cock twitching. Oof. 4. Don't hold back. It's almost time to let it out. 3. Oh, we might just be getting off later on tonight, just watching you. 2. Don't worry, it's almost there. 1. Come for me. Come for me. Yes, spill it all out. Moan for me as your hands milk out every last drop. Oh, God, it won't stop. It's so beautiful. Keep going. Don't stop stroking until you're completely empty for me. Oh, fuck. I love seeing your cock spurt out your hot, warm cum all over the carpet. And it's to my voice. The student you always sit by, right in front of your class. You're all finished now,
right? Good. Now you can just relax even more. Into my voice, let all your tension out. Well, Professor, that was amazing. I never imagined that actually seeing the effect of my voice had on someone would be that intense. You enjoyed that, right? Yeah, I can see how much you did, but I want to hear you say it too. Or maybe if you can't find the words now, you can just write about it and send it to me later. You know where to find me online after all. Better yet, an audio from you would always be appreciated. I really should go now. All that made me horny as hell, and if I don't take care of that, I might just go crazy. Oh, I know. I'll just record myself and post that as my newest audio. Maybe I'll call it Moaning and Coming for My Favorite Professor. I'm hoping you'd like to hear that. Of course you would. I'll look forward to hearing what you think of it. Well, bye, Professor. I'll see you in class and maybe in your next office hours.